Sudbury.com doesn't often get submissions of poetry, but when we do, we love it. Recently, Killarney writer Crystal McCollum shared a poem with us on climate change entitled, Recycling Ancient Thoughts. She said she was inspired by environmental catastrophes and disasters in recent years, climate change, and the efforts of young people to force adults to address the challenges ahead. There is ancient wisdom that has guided us in our understanding and relationship with the earth, and at some point we are going to have to realize the environment is not separate from us, that we are a part of it and it lives within us spiritually. Recycling ancient thoughts on the night of the celestial thunder moon with eyes cast upwards thoughts and emotions press in as trees whisper with changes in energy I ponder the heavens and wonder about spiritual forces that suckled the world shaped by ancient thought I wonder about the others. It doesn't matter where the others are I feel where they have been where we have all been contemplating the one and the many or the everything God, with hidden names immanent, transcendent, absolute understandings born from the same cosmic person views of time based on creation stories with mathematically ordered systems of astronomy and geometry circling, spiraling, linear or wheel symbolism as in Vedic cosmology years contained within year cycles within cycles I feel where we have been dissolution and rebirth cycling through the primal ocean the moral and cognitive laws binding with the goal of escape from the cycle of birth and death I feel where we have been to know the God who infuses the universe we must have some of that God inside like is only known by like the whole universe is found in the space within the heart I know where we have been our afterlife becomes the food of death again and again our emotional walls fortified with justifications hanging tight to our beliefs without actualizing the fullness of being I know where we are I know where we are changing spiritual animism shaped by ancient thought that all things have spiritual essence even our words are animated and alive science is catching up to what has been waking our eyes to where we now are acknowledging our toxic inheritance an age of nothingness flowing and straining the boundaries nature needs our love we must live a prayer with our earth refill the nothingness with an age of being our editor loves running submissions of local poetry. Not all are chosen for publication, but all get read. To submit a poem for publication, email editor@sudbury.com.